Welcome to the Cult Film Showdown series on the 1980s TV series, The Hitchhiker. My name is Jim Cotta. I am joined by regular co-host Nick Boxer.
Flaccid as usual.
And
flatulent. Sorry, I meant flatulent.
Speaking of flaccid, also Jack Hall is here.
Oh, no, I'm rock hard, baby.
Well, you'd have to be when we're talking about 1987 Kirstie Alley.
Oh, yeah. That was some good stuff. He was a hottie.
This is our seventh episode of the Hitchhikers sub-series of the Cult Film Showdown. And we are talking about what on my numbers is season 4, episode 7. That may vary on other lists. The series has a strange filing system. And the legendary Billy B, starring Kirstie Alley, Brad Dourif, and Andy Summers. Nick, you want to tell us what happens in this thingy?
I wish I knew. I can give you the basic plot over thing, I think. Kirstie Alley stars as a photog who also has a cameraman for some reason for the tabloid newspapers after getting scooped on a follow-up, if that's a thing. They decide to follow the photographer's passion project, searching out dead rocker Billy B, and they find him, sort of, in an effort to get photos that aren't part of the photographer's personal collection. They break into his house and they need secondary photos for some reason, and find out that the band and the son of Billy B are faking sort of the reemergence of Billy B, but it also turns out that they are also keeping Billy B alive by drugging him, and he's there, but you know, they're waiting for his soul to return to his body. And then they decide to keep Kirstie Alley for some reason.
Kirstie.
I was confused.
Hey, Jack, do you want to tell a different version of the events, and then we'll go around the horn?
I got no problem with that. Let's say it's Kirstie Alley, not Kirstie Alley. Other than that, I had no. You tell your version. Go ahead, Jim.
I couldn't tell if they were drugging him to keep him or drugging him because he needed drugs because he had almost died. It is like a classic, 27 Club, Jim Morrison, Eddie from Eddie and the Cruisers, story of the rocker who's thought dead, that, you know, is he still out there somewhere? Elvis sightings, those kinds of things. It's a long time since an Elvis sighting. Elvis would have to be like 105 or something now. But back then,
there's still a chance he's around.
Yeah. But the legendary Billy B, who is played by Brad, the first Billy B we meet, we're spoiling right from the beginning here. The first Billy B we meet is played by Brad Dourif, most famously known as the voice of Chucky, also plays Charles Lee Ray in some of the movies and also in the TV series, music by Andy Summers. And this is one of the first things I want to talk about is, let's talk about the music. Jack, music, your forte.
Is it?
It is now.
I don't know. I mean, the music in this, he's essentially a guitarist, and they compare him to Jimi Hendrix. And from what I heard as a music lover, he was no Jimi Hendrix. I don't know what more to say about it than that. you know, it was a cool vibe throughout the show, the music wise. I mean, I really enjoyed this episode, but that was mainly for Kirstie Alley because she chewed scenery like crazy, but enough scenery for not to be too much. You know what I mean? Actually,
with her chewing the scenery, was it a comedic take? I mean, when she runs, she's flailing her arms all over the place. It felt like a sketch.
Yeah, it's like they're not in the same movie.
It was a comedic take, definitely.
Yeah. It's like they're not in the same movie. Like she thinks that that she's doing some slapstick. You mentioned the Jimi Hendrix line, Jack, and that was my favorite moment of the whole show because, as I mentioned, Andy Summers plays her photographer. I think she's supposed to be a reporter. I don't think she's actually a photographer, but you're right. It is vague. Like it feels like two of them are partners, I guess. Media was very different.
She wears a fur coat to go like crouch in the. Crouching the bushes to try to get shots with him.
It's fair enough that she was confused about the tone. She's doing like a Rona Barrett kind of thing. If you're old enough to know who Rona Barrett was, Catherine O'Hara did a character on SCTV that was like that, the gossip columnist who like always overdressed and overtalked. But Andy Summers, photographer who first comes across Billy Baltimore, Billy B, he says that Billy B was the greatest guitarist before Hendrix. And I'm like, you made this music. This is you. These are your songs. And with a straight face, you could say the greatest guitarist before Hendrix.
I never thought of it that way. That's a good point.
If you don't know who Andy Summers is, he is actually a photographer, but probably better known as one of the members of the Police, Sting's first band. I recognize that we may have listeners under 55, so.
Not likely. Sting is a guitar, or is a singer. Just so they know.
Ask your mom and she'll remember that he was kind of a old guy playing music when she was young. What else can we say about this thing? It's it is like it does play that Eddie and the Cruisers thing. Is he or isn't he? There's some creepy moments. Because they sneak into the house where he's seeing Billy B, and they just walk in basically. They know there's a guy with a shotgun who normally patrols, but he went for a drive, so you know we'll just walk in. But when they find him, he looks a lot like Billy B. There's a big poster behind him that mostly looks like him, but of course he's a young dude. Not nearly old enough to be a 1960s musician.
That was what confused me was they totally fell for the fact that this what guy was saying he was Billy B, you know, and I was like, wouldn't he have aged like slightly in 2 decades?
Well, I was taken in because I was thinking, is he a vampire? Is he returned? Like, what's the horror angle on this?
Created his last hotel room down to the urine smell.
I love to mention that. Yeah, it's an exact copy. Yeah,
they did say that he also died on stage in front of everybody, which makes me go, well, what, how, like, how do you pull off, well, but he's still alive, like, how do you
I mean, it's not like ever. It's not like everyone in the room would have checked for a pulse. Like, I mean,
you think at least one person, right? And I mean, get him out of there, past everybody, and not to the hospital or not to the morgue, to back to like how? Like, none of this is explained. Like, but again, I didn't care because To me, this is like kind of what The Hitchhiker wants to be, this episode. And did I mention Kirstie Alley was just fantastic?
Why did they dress her up as a man when they captured her and had her on the same drugs Billy B was?
I didn't notice that.
Was she part of clothes. The band now?
I didn't notice that they changed her clothes. That's awesome.
They
that's
put amazing. A little mustache on her.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's I don't know, but it was awesome.
It's weird.
Oh, she was so great.
I don't know what the long game was.
See, for that. The age thing on the sun didn't bother me because everything else was so wackadoo. I couldn't tell what was going on. Like, what was just a production error and what was meant?
So mentioned this was written by the creators of the show, the kind of their house team, and directed by just like a guy who was just a journeyman television director. So I mean, it's not like it had, you know, I mean, I guess you could say if this is their house team of writers and creators and producers, that this is what the episode is. Exactly what they wanted The Hitchhiker to be. On the other hand, it's not like it's like something where you're sitting there going, wow, what an artistic vision that they brought in for this person. I mean, this isn't exactly like a Masters of Horror situation or anything like that. It's just an episode, and you either enjoyed it or you didn't. I had a lot of fun with it. I mean, I really recommend it.
It to me was the episode that I didn't have anything in my head of this is a Twilight Zone-y thing, this is an Outer Limits, this is Night Gallery or anything like that. It was like, this is the thing that this show wanted to be. Yeah. It's not a sci-fi, it's not a twist ending. Like, I mean, it's a twist two-thirds of the way. It's a twist second act is what it is. But it felt like its own thing. It felt like it was genuinely like its own series. Like that part I really liked. This episode aired in March of 87. To put that in framework with her career, she started on Cheers in September of 87. So this would have been one of the things that the producers of Cheers looked at and said, that's our girl.
Well, another thing that's worth noting is this is her second appearance on the show. Her first appearance was in 85.
Oh, really?
She did an episode in 85. Yeah. So this is her second time on the show.
Nice. Any other tidbits like that you got, Jack?
I like my tidbits. No. Yeah, no tidbits. I mean, that's in the next episode. We're going to talk about tidbits. Is Shannon Tweed's in it?
Oh, yes. Yes, is she ever. The lad who called the Watchman, John Bear Curtis, working Canadian actor. Looks like he retired a few years. Oh, he died in 2007.
So definitely retired.
Definitely career has finished. But his last role, actually, by coincidence, was in Masters of Horror.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was.
Which episode?
Dear Woman. He was the truck stop owner in Dear Woman. Well, that was his last role.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, interesting little crossover there from our previous series. I really like Brad Dourif. That was the reason I had picked this one, because I wanted to see, you know, Brad Dourif. This would have been probably just like a couple of years before. Was Chucky 1990, I think? 90 or 90? I want to say 90.
Yeah, he really didn't.
No, I think it was 87.
Space Truckers.
Was it?
I believe it was 87 that the first Chucky came out.
We'll go to the tape on that. This would have been, this would have been kind of between... Probably between, he did Dune a couple of years before this, one of my favorites of his roles. And then, the first Child's Play in 1988, so right after this.
Yeah, and he did, he was already in Halloween 2. He was in that in no wait, that was the second Halloween 2 where he was in, wasn't it? Was he in the original? No, he was in the second one. The remake.
the only continuity as complex as Marvel's as Marvel Comics. the Halloween series. Which yes, Halloween timeline do you follow?
Child's Play was 1988.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this one we recommend. This gets a go see it. We will be back next time. As Jack alluded to, we've got a Shannon Tweed episode coming up. Actually, it originally aired as the episode before the one we just watched. It was episode 6 of season 4, and Legendary Billy B was episode 7, called Doctor's Orders. And we recommend that you watch these ahead because we just kind of go right into spoilers. We won't really think about it. It's 25 minutes.
Just right now, in the throat of the next episode, she's naked in this one.
Yeah. So go.
This is her film appearance on her film or television appearance where she doesn't have clothes on.
Yeah, it's the only thing that shows up on. Yeah, it's the only entry on Mr. Skin for sure.
Oh yeah.
make sure you catch it just for that. If you go onto the Cult Film Showdown's YouTube channel, please subscribe there, like everything, comment, tell us what you want to see next, because this is the 7th episode of our 10 episode The Hitchhiker, and we haven't decided what comes after that. We've been knocking some ideas around, but if you have some thoughts, you can watch all of the episodes. You can also find the Cult Film Showdown on Patreon. Support the work that we're doing, and give us some cash so that we can focus group what the next series is going to be. And we are sponsored by WeTalkPodcast.com, the home of the Octagon, our search for the ultimate B-movie. And they have a Facebook and they have a Twitter. And you can also find Cult Film Showdown on Instagram. Also on podcast. I guess podcast apps are still a thing. You should probably, if you listen to it on YouTube and you're like, I don't like you being on YouTube that much, like you can hear us a different way. Like you can be doing gardening work and listening to us talk about a show that hopefully you watched. All right.
Smooth, James.
I know. That was all scripted. That's why it had a flow. We'll be back next episode with Doctor's Orders.
You know what I was thinking, by the way, would be a fun season?
What's that?
Is to do comedies, very special episodes.
Oh, that's interesting.